This is the rundown with Rubio for Thursday, April 11th, 2024. Everything happens for a reason. The U.S. Navy is getting completely mocked and ridiculed after posting a really, really dumb photo on Instagram. So they have this campaign photo of just, hey, come to the Navy. It's great. This guy's on this boat. This guy's got his hand on his shoulder like, you got this, bud. And he's shooting off the boat. Boom, boom, boom. Unfortunately, the scope is on backwards and it's got the cover still on it. What's happening here, man? Like, how many people did this have to go through where no one said, guys, the scope's on backwards? I mean, so not even the people taking the photo, like the actors, not even the person taking the photo, then it had to go to an editor, get touched up, and then it had to finally go to the social media team. You're telling me not one person noticed that the scope is on backwards and the cap is still on it? Come on, you deserve to be mocked. There are winners and losers in life. Dexter Reed, a 26-year-old black man, was just recently shot in Chicago. He was shot about 96 times, and they think they did it in under a minute. And so right now, his mom was just on social media, and she literally just fainted, saying, oh, my God, he was just sitting in the car, and they fired on him, just sitting in there, and she does this faint. It almost looks kind of weird, to be honest. She didn't mention the fact that he had illegal guns in the car. They stopped him for not pulling over. And then when he tried to roll up his window, they said, hey, stop rolling up your window, man. We just need to talk to you. And then he proceeded to shoot at the police first. Here's how you don't get shot. Don't roll up your window. Just put your hands on the steering wheel. Do exactly what they tell you to do. And last but not least, don't shoot at the cops first. I don't know what to tell you. That seems kind of obvious. Accept and embrace Amy Harris. This is the lady that found Ashley Biden's diary in her home. Okay, she has this rental house, blah, blah, blah. Ashley Biden, yes, she's on the same path as Hunter. She's got these issues where as an adult, you still have problems. And she left her diary there. Amy Harris says, I'm going to sell it to Project Veritas. They're going to do some reporting on it. Turns out everyone says, oh, no, this diary's fake. It's a fake diary. It's a fake diary. They've been saying it for years. Fake diary, fake diary. Well, it turns out, even though it's fake, wink, 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 she just got sentenced for 1 month in prison for having this quote-unquote fake diary. Because in this diary, it says, Ashley Biden says, why is my dad taking showers with me when I'm this old, and was I molested? Her dad being Joey B. So this is kind of a big deal. But now she's going to jail for a month for having a fake diary. So it's fake or it isn't fake. You can get arrested and thrown in jail for 1 month for having a fake diary. Someone make it make sense. I don't understand. Working hard is not enough. Ben Affleck's daughter decided to announce at her grandfather's funeral that she's a trans woman. And so now her name is Finn. She's a girl. She thinks she's a boy now. She's decided to announce it at her father's funeral. I don't know if that's her official coming out announcement or if that's just when social media grabbed it, which is odd due to the fact that Ben Affleck's stepdaughter, who with J-Lo, she also has a daughter that is non-binary. I don't even know what that means. I think it's a girl that thinks it's a guy that doesn't think it's a guy, or a guy that thinks it's a girl but doesn't think it's a girl. I don't know. But what are the odds of one celebrity couple having two kids that are in the LGBTQ? Well, having one that's trans is like 0.05. So two would obviously be 0.0025. I don't do math. But the odds are just so, so bad. And I'm just telling you right now, next Tuesday at 4, I'm going to do a show on this. And I'm going to talk about this a big, big time. Confidence is the key. California's homeless population has increased from 118,000. That's a lot, man, in 2013 to now in 2024, it's over 181,000. That's amazing how many homeless population they have. Here's the crazy thing. They've spent $24 billion to fix it. Where the hell's the money going? And what are they doing to fix it? If you're spending $24 billion, that's with a B, not million with an M, $24 billion to fix something, and it's not getting fixed and it's actually getting worse, you might want to follow the money trail and say, hey, guys, what are we spending our money on? Where's it going? Good job, California. If you have any questions, you can email Rubio@therubiomethod.com.
So what is the best part about working at One Shots?
The family. I love my coworkers.
Good people, good energy. You could be creative. So yeah, I like One Shots.
We have a small, tight-knit community here, and I like working with all of our locals and meet new people from all over the country.
Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel. Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. Promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Creating cool since 1985.